Good morning, Rabosei. I wanted to share with you an insight or two into the minhag that we have of Tashlich on the first day in the afternoon, when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, of course. After Mincha, sometime before Shkia, we go to, Tashlich. So Ramos says, when you go to a river, you go to a body of water, and you say one pasuk, V'sashlich v'msulos yom kol chatosam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should throw all of our averas into the ocean. One pasuk takes about 12 seconds, and you go home. The Mishnah Berurah adds that we should add another pasuk, Tashuv Terachameinu, an additional pasuk, and of course there are many tefillos that were added. The Shla added a whole bunch of beautiful tefillos to make it a few pages longer. What's the source for this unusual minhag to go to the water on Rosh Hashanah? So that's based on a Medrash. Medrash writes that when Avram Avinu went to do Akedas Yitzchak, he had to pass through a river that reached all the way up till his neck, at Savaro, in order to go to do the Akedah. And while he was walking through, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said that which David encapsulated later in Tehillim, and he said that which David articulated, Hoshieni Elokim, Kibo Mayim Ad Nafesh, please save me, the water has reached my mouth, my nose, my nefesh, please save me. So there are two aspects here. We are, in a certain sense, articulated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us, we're in trouble. But more than that, we're tapping into the zechus of the Akedah that Avraham Avinu, not only was he okayed, was he willing to be makriv of his son, was he makriv to Yitzchak, but more than that, he actually had to go through a river, and he did it with great mesiras nefesh, so that just adds to the level of his mesiras nefesh in order to go do the Akedah. I want to share with you a beautiful Mata Ephraim. Mata Ephraim on the Shulchan Aruch is one of the main Sfarim of the Minhagim of Yom Noraim, and he adds an interesting insight to that which we're familiar with. There's a Medrash, I don't know if it's the same Medrash or another Medrash, that makes the same point that we just said with one added twist. The Medrash points out that how did that river get in Avram Avinu's way? It wasn't just, as the Medrash, that Avraham Avinu happened to be going to a place, to Har Moriah, where there happened to be a river that was between where his original point of departure was and where Har Moriah was. The Satan disguised himself as if it were, as the Medrash. The Satan turned himself into a river as a way to be an obstacle for Avraham, as a way to stand in Avraham's way. It wasn't just that it happened to be. He made himself into a river. The Satan made himself into a river. So Mata Ephraim points out something incredible, that the point of recognizing Avraham Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh is to realize that when we think of Akedas Yitzchak and we try to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachal, remember Akedas Yitzchak, it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember Akedas Yitzchak so I could have my Chaim, and I could have my Parnasa, and I could have my Gezund, and I could have my Nachas, and I could have all the other brachas I want, b'schus that Akedas Yitzchak. It's saying a little bit more than that. It's saying that even for me to be able to withstand me now, in 2019, that I find myself now, for me to be able to withstand the Sionos that I find myself in, also in that regard, in the spiritual dangers that I find myself, also there I need the Zechus of Avraham Avinu, in the zechus of his, not just going, but his incredible strength to withstand the nisyonos that the Satan tried to plant in his way, literally, in that zechus, please let me have the zechus of being able to withstand my own personal nisyonos, which is a beautiful machshava to think about when we go to say Tashlich, that we're recalling and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the zechus that Akedas Yitzchak, to help us in all the bakash that we have, but also in our spiritual strivings to be omid b'nisayon. That, and one more point, same point just with the flip side, also to remind ourselves how much we have to be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch and dedicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the references to Akedas Yitzchak might be to remind, not just to be ma'orid the zechus, but also to remind ourselves how dedicated we have to be, how devoted we need to be in Kiyum HaMitzvos. And finally, to be devoted, not just to the extent that we're ready to fight the nisyonos that the Satan places in our way.